Mr. Chairman, ministers, distinguished guests, I am honored to have an opportunity to share with you Thailand's perspective and experiences among FAO member countries, national representatives, and distinguished guests. I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to the FAO and other nations for your long-standing collaboration to improve agriculture sector and to resolve numerous matters which has enabled us to overcome various difficulties. That being said, recent global climate pattern has now become drastically unpredictable and very likely to intensify, unleashing direct impact to water quantity, moisture content, and atmosphere, three indispensable components which are essential for agriculture and food security. Thailand is fully aware of the severe effect of climate change and of the shared responsibility of every country. We are committed to the Paris Agreement and stand ready to work with all countries of the world to limit global warming and to overcome a low-carbon society. The current Thai government places great importance and firm commitment to resolve such issues in a sustainable manner by envisaging a 20-year long-term vision to mobilize Thailand towards three important pillars: security, prosperity, and sustainability, with a focus on building national security by utilizing appropriate usage of natural resources without damaging our environment in order to ensure long-term sustainability. Please allow me to reflect on Thailand's beloved king. His Majesty the late King Rama Denai spent his 70 years reign working tirelessly and visited his subjects everywhere. The king then developed plans to improve their livelihood and eventually came up with the Royal Development Projects, which accounted for over 4,000 projects nationwide. Most of them are related to water resource and agriculture. The King is our role model for agricultural reform. I'd like to mention His Majesty the King's Royal Address, which emphasized the need to teach men to fish rather than giving them fish. The King had relied on knowledge, education, and methodology. Thailand has implemented agricultural development policy in accordance with His Majesty the late King's Royal Address since then. For some background, Thailand is located in a tropical zone, and there are huge diversity in crop plantation, fisheries, and livestock. We have about 24 million hectares of farmland, with water resource accessibility standing at 20%. Within this area, 10% of them is estimated to be unsuitable for crops, according to AgriMap application, which is an application used to match an area to types of crops. If farmlands are found unsuitable for certain crops, farmers can then readjust their farming plan accordingly. In terms of agricultural development, we have classified the policy into three components. First, establish agricultural learning center nationwide to empower farmers' capacity building in agricultural production using AgriMap. Successful farmers are urged to pass on their knowledge to others as well. The second part is the implementation. In the case of unsuitable farmland, where infertile soil and insufficient water are detected, if cultivation persists, it would require heavy usage of chemicals, which could result in environmental damage. If farmers switch to suitable farmland, it would benefit overall water conservation and increase their income. In the case of suitable farmland, farmers are encouraged to form into cooperatives, which they can benefit from technological sharing, participative administration, and marketing planning, also known as large-scale farmland, which responsibilities and resources are fairly optimized, resulting in increase of productivity. Farmers can then select quality products that appeal to consumers and thus is more profitable. Furthermore, the government also encourages farmers to pursue environmentally friendly, chemical-free organic farming. The government is planning to expand organic farmland areas to 250,000 hectares within the next 5 years. Thirdly, our irrigation system will now extend from mainstream water resources to farmland, which allows farmers to obtain adequate water for their plantation, to boost efficiency in water resource management, and would help to reduce the risk of flooding and drought each year. I can probably say that based on His Majesty the late King Rama IX's royal initiatives and under the greatest merit of the present king, Thailand has moved and improved our agricultural sector and enhanced food security against the threat of climate change with environmentally friendly policy approach in addition to the FAO's goal, which is also in line with our 20 years national strategic plan that will mobilize our implementation effort into tangible results. Thank you.
Thank you.